This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 12th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rivas, California needs more regulatory oversight. Sonoma wine in D.C., and Democrats push ahead with farm bill review. Assembly Speaker seeks more regulatory oversight. A dozen days into his new role, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas is still filling seats and fleshing out his leadership focus. During a discussion yesterday hosted by the Sacramento Press Club, Rivas reiterated a key point for the regulated community from his inaugural speech. Government oversight is such an important role at the congressional level, he said. It should play such an important legislative role in Sacramento. He hopes to bring more efficiency to state agencies and better account for resource constraints in policy proposals. He singled out the Air Resources Board, the Coastal Commission, and the DMV, but offered no details. His upcoming appointments and office structure will dictate the direction, he explained. Rivas also hopes to get agencies to, quote, weigh in and engage on legislation before it gets to the governor's desk. He referred to a farm worker housing bill that Governor Newsom reluctantly signed, but Rivas later had to fix with a follow-up bill, and said he wants to prevent such issues through better engagement. On rural issues, Rivas mused that it is easier to get his colleagues to visit his district now that he's speaker, and said he plans to continue to travel throughout the state. He noted a divide early in his legislative tenure when urban lawmakers were advocating for faster broadband connections. He joined a rural coalition that reminded lawmakers basic connectivity is still an issue for much of the state. Another divide with his peers has been fundraising. Rivas lamented that raising campaign dollars in a district dominated by disadvantaged communities has been challenging. Wine Caucus salutes Sonoma leaders. The Congressional Wine Caucus gathered to recognize the Sonoma County Wine Growers Leadership Academy participants in D.C. on Wednesday. These are folks who work in vineyards and have been selected by their employer to participate in a leadership course specific to the wine industry. They all got flown to D.C. as a part of the program. Thompson said it is impossible to make great wine with bad grapes, so the folks who are working in the field are the most important part of the equation, and it is pretty remarkable to meet with these men and women, to hear their stories, to talk to them. Cruz said the program doesn't primarily focus on farm work skills. Instead, they teach communication, conflict resolution, and leadership. This is the second class of the Leadership Academy. Cruz said about 60 people flew to D.C. for the event. Speaking through a translator, Cervantes told the lawmakers about the work he does in Sonoma County vineyards. He thanked the lawmakers for their continued support, saying, "Not every day is the same. We have our challenges, and there have been droughts, climate change. Some people think every day is the same, but every year is different, and we just continue to work hard to produce the best wines." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Democrats' Farm Bill Task Force plans to set priorities. A group of House Democrats who are carrying out a review of Farm Bill programs separate from the House Ag Committee, holding a roundtable today on Capitol Hill. How the Democrats' task force fits into the process of writing a new Farm Bill, however, is still a bit of a mystery. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse yesterday he didn't know what the group of Democrats planned to do. He said he had, quote, no real communications with them. But a Democrat who is on the task force and the Ag Committee, Connecticut Representative Johanna Hayes, told reporters the task force will craft a report based on what they hear at today's roundtable and similar events. The report will be combined with a list of farm bill priorities for Democratic lawmakers to rally behind. She didn't say when the task force report would be released, except that to say that it would be soon. Now take note, while nutrition assistance is a major focus for the task force, the group also is looking at other issues, including access to capital and conservation programs, Hayes said. The reason why nutrition was even amplified on this task force is because we saw very clearly that this was the area that was under attack in every budget talk we're having, she said, referring to the GOP push to cut the cost of SNAP and tighten work requirements. Another view. Well, Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts told AgriPulse, there's no tension between the task force and the minority membership of the Ag Committee, which is led by Representative David Scott of Georgia. The purpose of the task force, he said, is to broaden members' interest in the bill because it impacts not just rural districts, it impacts suburban and urban districts, he said. He said the task force work will also help Democrats respond to issues more quickly when they come up. Lawmakers eye farm bill to boost foreign coal storage. Four House Republicans are introducing a bill today to expand coal storage infrastructure in foreign markets through the Farm Bill's Foreign Market Development Program. The Fridge Act, sponsored by Iowa Republican Randy Feenstra, Kansas Republican Tracy Mann, and California Democrats Jim Costa and Salud Carbajal, will task the USDA with negotiating contracts to deliver needs assessment, training, and other technical assistance to enhance infrastructure construction, including coal chain storage, in new and developing foreign markets, according to a press release. The proposal would authorize $1 million annually for infrastructure development. Well, here's today's He Said It. When sometimes you can't say things, you have no choice but to listen. That Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas describing how a childhood stutter made him a better listener. That prompted Laurel Rosenhall, Sacramento Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times, to respond, quote, "So your title is speaker, but your pitch was, I'm going to be a listener." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 13th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.